This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the underground collision the week before Money 2020, when the masses come to Las Vegas. I think probably like 15,000, 10 to 15,000, something like that.
They were all at the airport with me about 20 minutes ago. We were all waiting for the same Uber.
I know. Oh, yeah. I was there too, and it was a madhouse. And tomorrow's going to be even worse, so good luck getting in here. But yeah, Money 2020 is fantastic, but this coming right before Money 2020?
Oh, yes. It's where, man, the juice is.
Exactly, exactly. And where are my manners? I need to introduce you as well. We have Cynthia Campbell from Balance here.
Hello,
Cynthia,
everybody.
How are you, by the way?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's so good to be back in person and see you again and be out here.
Likewise, likewise. Great. I know it's been, what, a couple of years since we've seen each other in person?
So mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back.
Thank
it's great
you.
To see everybody back in person, you included. And what keeps bringing you back to the Underground Collision each year? Because this year you're going to be facilitating a panel. We know that's going to bring you back. But what are some other reasons to
come
here?
I love this event because, well, you know, all my credit union friends come here, so it's like old home week.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There's that. You know, the networking is bar none the best that there is, because the folks that come to the underground, they really just look at things with an honest viewpoint. They talk about it in raw ways to get things done. Mm-hmm. You know, like they move the envelope forward in conversations instead of just circling the same conversation, right? There's like, okay, this is what we're going to do it collectively.
Yes.
And the passion and the energy. I love the underground. So, I think this is my fourth or fifth underground.
Good for you.
So it's great to be here.
You're a veteran. You know these backwards and forwards. Yeah, this is definitely an event where, you don't circle. Mm-hmm. You dive straight into the deep end,
totally.
For sure. So for sure. Any highlights or anything that you're looking forward to? Because we're just kind of getting started here. Anything you're looking forward to?
The panel that I'm moderating is about credit scores.
Okay.
The FICO model and really what credit unions are doing with it, around it, in addition to it, to be more inclusive in their lending. So, you know, credit scores probably took a little bit of hit through the pandemic, right? And so for Americans to take a relook at not only their credit score, but their whole financial situation.
Well, and the model too, right?
And which model are you talking about? There's about 500 of them.
Well, true. And that's a whole other show.
Even with FICO, there's several, versions. So it's very confusing to consumers. And so anything we can do as credit unions to clarify the model, to clarify how they can get a better score, to create lending that's not just credit score based. It's also about the character, about the member we know and love, and their previous behavior with us, and a lot of other things, hopefully, than just that singular number, so research shows there could be bias in those numbers. We might talk about
that
on the panel. So what can we do in addition to the score to make sure we're inclusive in this very important time when Americans are rebuilding their credit score, their retirement plan, everything.
And this, and the score that we're talking about, there seems to be this, sometimes there's this mystery around the score, and a lot of the general consumer out there is like, what?
It's kind of like KFC. There's 11 herbs and spices, you don't know which
but
ones.
What are they exactly?
Well, we do know there's five factors, and that helps, but the algorithm is the secret.
So we're gonna get all that straightened out one of these days. So anything else? I mean, talk about Balance. What's going on there?
Because we
really
want to get a refresher. Exciting times. We're getting set to come to market with the Cornerstone Foundation on a brand new product.
Okay.
It's called the Retirement Experience.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're attracting adults of all ages to come in and talk about retirement. And how we do it is we've done some research, and it turns out that the average Joe and Jane just don't want to walk into a room of strangers and start talking about their money, right? Go figure. So we started with scenarios based on the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60-year-old generation, and we did empathy maps and kind of a financial scenario of each one. In the retirement experience, they come together and kind of work through someone else's situation. And then they go home with a workbook of all the things they learned how to do for that scenario, which is safe and approachable in a room of strangers. They can take home and then do for themselves. It's great for credit unions who are trying to get folks involved in their wealth management programs. It helps them put a toe in that's not intimidating. You know, It's just like, hey, let me go check this out.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're so excited. The Cornerstone Foundation and Balance, this is our second product together.
Oh, really? Okay.
We have a reality fair too called Balanced Life for schools, you know, budgeting simulation. So
who's that? Is it Courtney Moran?
Yes, yeah, Courtney Moran and I working together on these two. So we're about a month from market and we're super excited.
Right on. Oh my gosh, very exciting stuff here. Coming up, 2023 is going to be a very interesting year for
Hopefully everyone's ready to relook at their finances and rebalance that retirement situation. That's what we're hoping.
Okay, good stuff. All right, anything else to add, Cynthia?
No, just great to see you and thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.